Wrestler and several other companies, Grizzly Redwood, for joining us this Saturday afternoon. And we're really excited about the prospect of getting to interview you as, you know, your Ring of Honor wrestler and man who's been around in the business for a little bit of time. So I know that you've been through a lot, and we're very happy to have you with us. So thank you.
Oh, thanks, man. Happy to be here.
I was reading a little bit about you this morning, kind of doing my homework, and I read about the story of kind of what you had to do as a kid and, you know, some of the things you've been through. Can you speak any about that and some of the challenges you've had to overcome?
Yeah, definitely, man. I was born 3 months premature. I'm a twin. I have a twin sister. We were both born 3 months premature. I ended up being in the hospital for about the first year of my life. I was real sick. I weighed 1 pound when I was born. Had a couple ribs taken out to help rebuild my throat and from my mouth. And then about 3 or 4 other surgeries following. I was in and out of hospitals and gone without the step.
Wow. So.
Yeah, that's fine, that's fine.
Wow. So, did you have any problems kind of going on as a kid, or was it mainly just in your infancy there?
No, yeah, it was a lot going on as a kid. I was actually wasn't supposed to get, the doctors told my mother I wasn't supposed to get past the age of 4. And if I did, then I wouldn't be able to walk or talk or really be able to do much. I was going to pretty much not make it. But it took a while. I did it took me a little longer to walk than most kids, but I got around to it, and fine now. Wasn't supposed to do much. Now I'm super active all the time.
Wow. So what made you get into wrestling?
Man, I was a fan of wrestling from when I was about 6 until I was about 10, and I kind of stopped watching it for a few years and got back into it around the age of 13 or 14 and just completely fell in love with it. And so I'm like, as soon as I got into high school, I just knew, like, all right, well, this that's something I want to do. And it stuck with me, and it took me a little while. It was a little late getting my driver's license. And I came until I was about 21, but it's just, I don't know, it's something about wrestling. It's fun. And it looked like fun, and I wanted to do it.
So who were some of your favorite wrestlers when you got into it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. One of my favorites, a few of my favorites growing up, obviously, I'm a kid for me. I was born in the 80s. I'm a Hulkamaniac. Love Hogan, love the Ultimate Warrior, Jake the Snake, Macho Man, Bret Hart. And then later on in life, became a huge Mick Foley fan. The Rock, Crash Holly, Scotty Too Hotty, Rey Mysterio.
Well, and so where did you transition from becoming a wrestling fan to actually getting involved in it as a wrestler?
I'll never forget it. It was a pretty cool day. It was the day of the first ECW One Night Stand when WWE did that. I was never much of a guy that was on the internet or anything. I didn't really have a household computer that was always with internet access. So I was more of a just see what I can see on TV and see what I can find in Pro Wrestling Illustrated. So I'd also kind of grown bored with what I was watching on TV. So I started reading the PWI a lot, and I read a lot about Ring of Honor. So on the day of the first One Night Stand, I went to my first actual big indie show. That was also my first Ring of Honor show at the Supper Club the afternoon of the first One Night Stand. And it blew me away, man. I was like, man, like, and someone at work had given me the PWI Almanac, a list in schools in the country for pro wrestling. I saw Ring of Honor at a school. And I went and watched it. I was like, all right, that is what I want to learn to do.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just thinking that it's funny how for so many of us, Pro Wrestling Illustrated is one of the ways that we got more into the wrestling business, you know, from being a guy from Texas myself. That was the first time I'd ever heard of ECW and a lot of the other great promotions overseas and some of the Mexican wrestlers. Yeah, it's Pro Wrestling Illustrated has had quite the impact on the wrestling business.
Yeah, it definitely has. It's a good magazine. It's still, I think, obviously it doesn't hold carry as much weight as I guess it did in the 80s or early 90s, but I love it. And yeah, it's definitely how I found out about Ring of Honor. And I went to the show and saw Bobby Dempsey, who was one of the second class of students in the Ring of Honor school, one of, I believe, Punk's last class there. And he was ushering people. He had the property of the Ring of Honor Wrestling Academy t-shirt on, and he just looked so happy to be there. And I was like, yeah, man, this is how I want to wrestle, and this guy seems to be enjoying it. So I think this is where I'll go. Uh-huh. As stupid as it sounds, at One Night Stand, I believe it was Dreamer, when he got put through the flaming table, I was like, yeah, I'd rather be in the ring. Not necessarily to go through a flaming table, but just the atmosphere that was there. I was like, I'd rather be in the ring than in the crowd right now.
Wow. So you did go through the Ring of Honor Academy. Who were some of your trainers that you had, and what were some of your experiences there?
Man, I will absolutely always be grateful that I went to the Ring of Honor Wrestling School, because it was amazing. It was me and Rhett Titus were the only two guys in our class ended up making it for the class. Nobody really got through tryouts, or we had one guy start the first day and leave after and never be seen again.
Wow.
It takes a little work. Yeah. It wasn't even any crazy workouts, but I love it, man. Like, training with Austin Aries is great. He'd do a great foundation for me, right? Can't ask for a better trainer.
So it was Aries who did a lot of the training, if not all of it?
He did. Yeah, he did a lot of my training, especially when I started. And to this day, you know, he's still there to help, and he's there for advice.
Wow.
When Brian was really the trainer, at the time I was living in Southern Maryland, and I was broke. I was trying to get enough money so I could go to the Ring of Honor shows on the weekend wherever they were at. That's pretty much all I was doing. So I wasn't up to train that much. And unfortunate, because I definitely could have learned a lot from doing classes with Brian, but fortunately wasn't able to make it up there but maybe two or three times with him. And then now the current trainer, well, the school's closed for now for the time being. Who's going to open up again possibly in a month or so.
Of course, that would be great.
He was another guy I've learned a lot from.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been training with him pretty much twice a week, every week for the past 3-4 years, so, yeah.
Wow. As a wrestling fan, you can tell when the guys spend their time in the gym working out and studying tapes, so on behalf of wrestling fans, we thank you for putting in that work, because you can definitely tell when a wrestler's doing that.
Sometimes it's work. Sometimes it's fun. I love it.
Yeah, definitely. So who are some of your favorite opponents that you're, some of your favorite guys that you've had the chance to work with in the ring?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I will always have a soft spot in my heart for working with Ricky Reyes, because I got to work in my first match ever. Kicked my ass in 28 seconds. But then we also had another real good match recently at a Ring of Honor TV taping. And he's just so good in the ring. Like, real light, real fun, real smart. Ricky's great. So he's fun to work. The little bit I've been in the ring with Roddy Strong's been fun. Claudio Castagnoli was a blast, just because he's on, like, extreme level of good. He's on another level. Antonio Cesaro is now.
Oh, yeah.
I love tag team with Brody Lee. Tagging with Brody Lee and Chikara is a blast. I have a lot of fun at Chikara. I have a lot of fun tagging with Brody. And my friend is always fun to wrestle. My training partner, always fun to wrestle.
So, Brody Lee, does he really look that big in person?
Well, everybody's pretty big to me. I'm not exactly a tall guy. But, he's super tall.
I saw my first match with him in the past week, and I was like, holy crap, this guy is like a building with hair.
Yeah, he is a big dude.
So, you know, you've had the chance to wrestle a lot of Ring of Honor guys. What was that one moment where you had a mark out moment for yourself, where you could have told yourself, if I could have retired, I would have retired, or if I had to retire, I could have retired after this moment?
Oh, wow. That was a good question. I'll tell you what, going out to the ring for my first match was pretty amazing. Because everything it took to get there, it felt really good. I was just happy to be on that side of the guardrails and walking into the ring. So that was a real special moment. As far as the moment where I'm like, I'm good, I can retire now, I've had a lot of moments where after a match, during the match, I just feel great about it, and it's a blast. And you know it's going good. But nothing to where I'm like, all right, I'm hanging my hat on that. Not ready for that yet.
All right. It's a good attitude to have. Yeah, some wrestlers have that moment, and some of them are like, I'm not there yet, because, you know, they're not wanting to be content and always wanting to make themselves better. So,
yeah.
So, have you ever found your height or your stature to be a challenge for you?
Not really. Not in life in general. In wrestling lately, yeah, I feel a bit that way, but other than that, it's going to keep me down. Nothing I try to dwell on too much.
Okay.
I'm a firm believer, no matter how big the guy I'm in the ring with, I got to have a good match. And I got to have a different, exciting match.
Yeah, and the different match, I think, is always one of the things. For a guy to be able to wrestle different styles, that's one of the things that is, in my opinion, as just a smark, is one of the most important things.
Absolutely.
You can't always have the same match, and you can't have the five moves of doom, as we always make fun of John Cena for. So I agree, that is so important. Tell us how the Grizzly Redwood character came about.
Well, I definitely didn't want to do it at first. I don't know why. Whatever I was trying to do as Mitch Franklin was not working. Things weren't really clicking for me in the ring. And Red Titus was coming up to train with me one day, and I thought of this great idea. You could be the littlest lumberjack. And I was like, what? He's like, hey, man, you'd be the littlest lumberjack and chop people down to size. I was like, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I was like, no way. Yeah, I figured he was joking and he let it go. And then we did a show in Virginia with Ring of Honor, and he was telling everybody. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. And the leaders, they were all like, oh, that'd be great. Yeah, you should do it. Like, no. And then the following weekend, I believe, we had a show in Chicago. And after that, we had about a month, 3-4 week layoff before our next show, which kicked off in Boston. And in Chicago that day, at the end of the show, on his way out, Aries goes, and this is a testament to him always being there as a trainer, regardless of whether or not he's actually at the school training us now. He goes, look, just grow your beard out and get a flannel shirt and cut the sleeves on off it. I was like, yeah. He's like, well, what's the worst going to happen? It doesn't work. I can just go back to being Mitch Frank. I was like, yeah, all right, I'll give it a try. So lucky for me, I had about, like I said, about 3-4 weeks at the school with having been able to have practice matches and work on the character for about 2-3 days a week every week, and constantly thinking about, all right, what do I got to do with this? Because I needed to make it completely different from everything else I did, you know? I was like, all right, got to rewrite my offense, got to revamp how I walk, how I look, how I talk, everything. And I actually had a lot of fun with it. Like, the creative process is a blast. It's part of the reason I love wrestling, is the creative process. And by the time I got to Boston, I was kind of ready that week. I'd spent a week up in Maine wrestling for NWA Pro Beast. They had 3 shows that week. Mm-hmm. So I wrestled my last match as Mitch Franklin. I was like, all right, we'll see how this goes. I had grown a little bit of a beard out, you know, the biggest beard I had ever had to that point. That shit's just grown ridiculous at that point. I get the boss in, you know, stand up the ring set up, get ready to stretch, loosen up, get ready for my dark match, and my debut is this lumberjack. I never told Gabe it was a booger at the time. I just knew Aries and Rhett, a few of my friends in Delirious, knew I was going to do it. Because he was there as I was working on it and helping me. Gabe says, you're on the main show tonight, and you're working Chase and Rance. I work Chase a couple times. I like Chase. He's a good guy, but I was like, oh, no. I'm on the main show. I was like, all right, I'm on the main show. Because, you know, that's the goal. Just start moving up. When I go from a dark match to the first match on the show, it's a big step up. It's positive, and I was excited.
Yeah.
I went up to Aries. Most of the city was in the ring stretch. I was like, hey, man, I'm on the main show tonight against Chase in the opener. You think I should hold off on this lumberjack thing? Hoping he'd say yes. he's like, no, go ahead, do it. What's the worst that could happen? And like, all right. So, I get in my gimmick. Or, sorry. I'm explaining the gimmick to Chase. He's like, all right. He's like, well, what are you going to do? I was like, yeah. And I'll tell you what. I didn't expect the match to go the way it did because I didn't expect anybody to cheer me. I remember as soon as I went through the curtain, I thought, oh, no.
Especially a Ring of Honor crowd.
Yeah, and especially a Ring of Honor crowd at that time.
Yeah.
2008, still a very rabid fan base. And they were it was a fan base that was very protective of its product. And I went out there, and they did. I was like, oh, they're going to boo me. I went out there, and I'm silly as hell. I know it. But it was great. It's hilarious looking back. And I got in the ring, and what scared me was Gabe told me I had to cut a promo. And I was like, oh, no. He's like, you got to explain why you do all this.
Yeah.
He saw me in my get-up, and he just had a sick look on his face. I was like, ah. I was like, yep. I was like, ah, shit. At this point, I'd only ever talked in the ring once, and it was at a little Monster Factory show in New Jersey. And I was freaking out, but like fortunately, Larry Sheeney was in our locker room. I miss him, and he was great. He was great. He helped me out so much, a lot, when I first started this character. But I went up to Sweeney because at the time, I believe Sweeney was the best talker in wrestling. And I asked him for a little help. And he worked on my demeanor, and he worked on the promo with me. And it was pretty close to showtime. We were the first match. And like, he did so much to just help me word things and remind me to be calm. And he did a lot to help my self-esteem going into that, because it was pretty low getting ready to go in dressed like a lumberjack about to explain it to the Ring of Honor crowd.
Yeah.
And, like, I'll love Sweeney for this forever because it helped me out so much. Because if you ever go back and watch that match with Chase and Rance, the match wouldn't have been great without the promo, because I get in there and I'm cutting the promo and they start, shut the f*** up chant start.
Oh.
I just kind of stopped and I thought to myself, I was like, well, I know I'm supposed to stop it, but let them get out of their system, I guess. But I was like, oh, this is gonna kill my wrestling career before it starts. Oh, no. And then they were booing, and they weren't really with it. I hit the competition down to size. They weren't with it, and Jason came out. You know, we lock up, a little back and forth, get to, I chop him in the leg, and the crowd went bananas.
Wow.
They just started cheering, and they were with the whole match, man. Like, I love Jason for that match, because that match was, it wouldn't have been nearly as good if it weren't for him, as well as the Sweeney promo. And I owe that to him. It was great. And it was fun, but it was definitely a challenge, changing the whole character. But luckily, so far, so good.
Wow. Yeah, and one of the questions I was going to ask is about being a full character in the Ring of Honor crowd, but you pretty much answered that one, because you would think that they would give you the STFU chants pretty much every time, but you know, it's for somebody to go in there with character to win them over like that. That's pretty much a really good testament of your ability, and that's a very, very impressive story.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So we know Grizzly Redwood in the ring. Tell us a little bit about the Grizzly Redwood outside of the ring. What when he's not working on his craft, what are some of the things that he likes?
Well, right now, I like being in Charlotte, North Carolina, sitting on the back porch in this beautiful weather. That is what I'm enjoying. That's what I'm enjoying right now, getting ready for a show tonight for PWX Wrestling in Charlotte, North Carolina. Like, everybody can see it. It's going to be awesome. K. Cameron Titus on the show. Well, obviously, I enjoy going to the gym and working out. I'm not the guy who really likes to sit down and not do anything all day. You know, I got to get up and move around. The gym's a lot of fun. Spent a lot of time there. I just draw, play video games, usual stuff.
I see from your Twitter feed that you're a Phillies fan.
Oh, I'm a huge Phillies fan.
That is what I
love Phillies.
That is what I love to hear from my wrestlers.
Yeah, I love baseball.
Yeah, well, I'm a huge Phillies fan also, so I'd love being able to. And for me, I love the whole Twitter atmosphere because it's kind of like being in a huge bar where there's a bunch of Phillies fans, which I know frightens the rest of the world, but for those people who are actually Phillies fans, it's a wonderful thing because, you know, there's
it's nice.
Kinship and, you know, not everybody's throwing up on each other running out on the field.
No, and I'm glad to know I'm not the only person on Twitter who was upset that Mr. Met got named the number one mascot in sports over the Fanatic this year.
Oh, I have not heard that yet.
Right? It's disgusting. The Fanatic got number two. Disgusting.
Mr. Matt, he's just a big baseball. That's ridiculous. Yeah, sorry.
He is a schlep compared to the Fanatic.
Right. I'm probably going to lose all my Mets listeners, but I think it might be worth it.
Yeah. No offense to the listeners, but Mr. Matt don't deserve it.
Well, you know, we again appreciate your time that you've dedicated on your Saturday afternoon to us. And let us know about your upcoming shows. If we want to find more about the man Grizzly Redwood, where do we go?
Absolutely. Well, follow me on Twitter at Grizzly Redwood. If you like random comments about lumberjacking and Phillies baseball, go to highspots.com. Pick up the sweet Grizzly Redwood and Jake Manning Great Outdoors Tag Team T-shirt, which is on sale at PWX Wrestling Shows, premier wrestling experience down in the Carolinas, where I spend a lot of my time. And where if you really want to go see a great independent wrestling show, honestly, you want to go watch PWX because it's got a phenomenal locker room and they put on fantastic shows. And you definitely get your money's worth out of a ticket with PWX.
What's their website?
I believe it's pwxwrestling.com.
Okay.
I believe. I could be wrong. I'm sure there's a link to it on the highspots.com as well. Check out barbershopwindow.com this Monday for the release of a brand new Grizzly Redwood t-shirt. I think everybody's going to enjoy it, and it will put on a smile on your face. Look for me on chikarapro.com and rhwrestling.com.
All right. Well, again, thank you for your time, Mr. Redwood, and enjoy your Carolina afternoon there.
Hey, thanks for having me on, man.
Thanks. Not a problem. You have a nice day.
Bye.
Bye.